The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, everyone, and good day to you. Nice for me to be back here after being gone for a week. I was on vacation, which was very nice. and it's nice to be sitting here and being able to share both the meditation and the Dharma. And one of the images I hold for sitting in meditation is that of becoming a lake. And that might have currents in it and waves and agitation from the wind and all kinds of things might be happening to it. But as we sit to meditate, in a certain way, we allow in meditation everything to be included. There's no barriers or lines between what's acceptable and not acceptable for the purposes of meditation, for what we open to and allow for and attend to. But the sitting in meditation, being in a meditation posture, and practicing, learning how to be present for our experience, for the whole, nothing left out, allows the lake to settle. There's an ancient image of a magical stone that's dropped into a liquid, into water, and it purifies the water. And it isn't so much that we have to purify our lake, but to sit in the middle of it and allow whatever is agitated to settle. And this idea of everything included, nothing left out when we meditate. And not just let it be the way it is, but to sit in the middle of it with awareness. This magic stone of awareness, where we're not stirring up the wind anymore, but we're allowing everything to be, and we breathe with it. We attend to it, we know it, so that whatever is agitated has a chance to settle as it wishes. So to assume a meditation posture, and perhaps the idea that this posture is a posture that has room for everything, all of who we are, no part left out. Somehow we're not collapsing or pulling away or shutting down, or we're not having expectation it should be a certain way or trying to override something. But to have a posture that's here, dignified, open, allowing, to include it all. No part left out. Gently closing the eyes. And taking a few long, slow, deep breaths at the beginning of the meditation. Those deep breaths can function as a way of touch, as the chest expands, the lungs fill, almost as if you're going to touch with your whole body all that you're feeling, all that's happening for you here and now. And then as you exhale, you can allow the magic stone of attention to settle into your body, letting the body relax, soften. Deep inhale that makes touch with all of what's happening for you here and now. All that's happening to you subjectively. In your body, in your emotions, in your mind. Touching it gently. Maybe like a soft cotton gauze that spreads through your body. Cotton ball that taps how you are. Nothing left out. And exhaling. Allowing. Settling. Relaxing. And then letting the breathing return to normal. And for a few breaths, normal breathing, continue with this process on the inhale, expanding out into all that your subjective experience is. And the exhale, letting it settle. In that rhythm of breathing in, touching it all, exhaling, settling. Here is where you begin to find your freedom. Freedom from being identified or caught in your subjective experience. Freedom to meet it, to touch it with soft awareness. Freedom to allow it to settle on the exhale. Perhaps exhaling and relaxing around the face. On the exhale, softening the shoulders. Softening the belly. Relaxing the belly so it settles with the pull of gravity. Whenever you're lost in thought, pulled into the world of thinking, use that as a indication to touch some subjective part of your experience, maybe your emotional experience, or your bodied experience of stress or tension. Or some subjective experience of pleasure or well-being. And then with your breathing in and breathing out, breathe through, breathe with the subjective experience, staying free enough to be able to touch it on the inhale and settle something on the exhale. There is a freedom found in the rhythm of breathing mindfully. The mindfulness that we choose to enact, to be, to express. As we breathe in, the soft, mindful touch, touching our subjective experience. As we exhale, mindful, making room for it all to settle. No matter what your thoughts, your ideas, your feelings are, in the middle of it, the magic stone of mindfulness touches the subjective experience and makes room for it to settle. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, our subjective experience that we allow and feel in meditation, allow and feel and settle, is in part how we know and connect with other people, the impact, the relatedness that we have, that we experience through our subjective experience, the feelings, the meanings, the emotions, the aspirations, the hopes, the ways in which we are changed by the communication that we have with others, our memories of them, and to sit breathing as we breathe in, to touch that part of the subjective experience that involves our relationship to others, whether it's painful or welcoming. And on the exhale, to settle something, to allow, make room for something in that relatedness to settle, to open up, to not be defended or resistant. And in that world, subjective world of relatedness, to end the meditation, letting that relatedness be informed by, inspired by your goodwill and well-wishing for others, your love and kindness and care, and to send out into the world your care, your goodwill. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may our well-wishing these things for others be close to our heart and close to how we think and speak and act in relationship to others. May all beings be happy. Thank you.